I'm going to London Festival, which would be great. Yeah.
And are you then going to Birmingham Festival?
No, I'm not. I'm going to the Caribbean. but hey, Birmingham, Caribbean.
So I'm going to try and pretend to be awake, but I'm really not. I think my eyes and my mouth are disconnected from my brain. I'm in the back of a cab still, the Tweeter cab, London.
Tweeter London cab.
Oh, yeah, what do you expect? You know, I mean, you're asking me to positively do an exam with that sort of long URL for a start. In the back of the cab with Rupert Howell, at Rupert Howell on Twitter. Watley's here. Hello, Watley. Watley Dude on Twitter.
Hello, Phil. How are you? Phil Campbell.
I'm good. I've been watching you jumping off bridges and stuff.
Yes, I have. Well, just the one bridge, to be fair.
Seriously, though, if I can ask you one direct question.
Cool.
How lucky are you in your life?
Yeah, it is pretty lucky.
You've had a pretty good run.
Don't get me wrong,
you?
I've worked hard.
Okay, that's debatable. But
people are like, "Oh, I can't believe you're doing this." I'm like, "Well, actually, no, I'd put a lot of effort."
No, you do work hard. You do. You are very sort of like awake 24/7 almost mentally.
I'm probably more awake than the three of you combined at the moment.
Just
wait,
I'm awake.
Oh, Vicky, sorry.
That was almost convincing.
How do you pronounce your second name, Chowney?
Chowney.
Okay, so don't. I always mess up second people's names. Vicky Chowney on Twitter. VickiChowney.
Wow.
Is that right?
No problem.
Is that right?
That's all. That is bang on.
Okay, cool. Jesus! Whoa, that's going to be awful. Delete that. I've just been xenomed. Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
Delete that. That's like the police sort of... I feel like I've just been retinal scanned. Oh, Jesus, that was not good. That's going to look terrible with Vicky. Please delete that.
No, it's gone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, about the challenges.
All I can see is squares. Actually, I can see the two dots of a Xenon flash off a Nokia in my eyes.
You see, that would be the dual LED, not Xenon.
Okay, sorry. Well, you know more than me about Nokias, so let's be honest. So you've been away?
Yes.
On a project for...
Lucasaid Energy. And, at Lucasaid_energy.
Well, they picked the right person for the energies part of it anyway, didn't they?
Thank you very much, sir. Going to you to say so.
Well, I watched your videos. I was on Facebook and all this stuff was coming up and I thought, oh, it's Wally, he's away somewhere doing his usual stuff. And then the next minute you're jumping off this ledge.
Yeah.
And what I liked about that video more than anything is that your laugh was this laugh of insanity laced with, I really am enjoying what I'm doing.
Yes.
Honestly, I am. And then once you realise that the bungee worked, everything was cool. You were
Well, I was fine right up until the point where the guy said, lock one, lock two, check one, check two. He tapped my leg, looked me in the eye and went, now you are 100% safe. You just think, hang on a minute, at what point wasn't I 100% safe?
Plus, why did he have to put the percentage in there? That would be something that I would be contesting, you know, like, how do you know that it's 100%?
He's like, yeah, we've not lost one yet. Okay, fine, that's good.
So, how did you get picked for it?
Well, I had to kind of audition, really. It's a three-stage process. First stage was like an email pitch, and I said, I just basically listed off everything that I've done on the internet for the past 3 years. Mm. I said, great, into round two. And round two, they said, right, we need 200 words, 10 photos, and a 2-minute video about a friend of yours and his favourite sport. To which I went, I really have no time to do that, I'm sorry, I'm not going to go through this. And then the day before it had to be in, I was having lunch with Vicky Chowney, and she said, have you done your video? And I said, no. And she gave me a good kicking and said, you can do this stuff in your sleep, go home and do it now.
Yeah.
So I left work that day, called my mate Rich on the way and said, Rich, get round my house at 4 o'clock. And I told him everything about the Lucasaid challenge. He said, okay. He dropped me a text message and said, I'll be round yours in 10 minutes and I'll be in character. I'm like, brilliant. This is why I phoned you, Rich. Right? And he turns up as this crazy ass extreme ironing character that he just pulled out of his backside somehow with his ironing board, and then he disappeared over to Bushy Park. Have you seen this video, Phil?
I was about to say, which I have to mention that I was surprised that you even did a wide shot. I was impressed with how much creativity went into the video, because you were walking across the field and with the camera, and you did it all on Nokia, right?
N97, that was, all shot in 16:9. And that was great. And so it's funny, the communications agency that got me to audition, as it were, said, can you send us this? Can you send it all in FTP? Can you send us the text in a raw file?
Jesus.
I was like, no, I'm going to do a blog post. You can read it. That's because that's what I'm going to be doing for you guys.
Yeah.
And then I got down to, I think, the final 10. And then I went along, and literally within 45 minutes of walking in the building, they said, we want you.
Wow. Brilliant.
Yeah, so I was over the moon about that. So you're leaving in 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
I'm back.
So you're off again?
Yeah, I've done four challenges now, and on Saturday. So what day is it today? Friday? Thursday?
I have no clue.
It's Thursday today.
I have no clue.
And on Saturday, I am off to the Caribbean for the final and fifth Lucas Eight Challenge, yacht boat racing around the Caribbean.
So is that like a team of five or six, or how's that work?
In each competition, there's been me, the blogger, or the social media reporter, and there's been one winner plus his three best mates, and then we all have a chaperone, so there's six of us on each trip. So we've been sandboarding in Namibia, cattle driving through Wyoming, whitewater rafting on the Zambezi. I just got back from glacier climbing in the Alps. And
Vicky's just testing her Mohs, supposedly. We're just getting, you know, brutally from every angle. We're getting scanned. Yeah. So one other question that I've got about the last. I've only known you for probably.
Look at you! Your audio goes over 5 minutes.
Yeah,
that's a bit flat.
I got 20 minutes.
Check you out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just admiring Phil's audio boo.
Okay.
Well, looking at his crutch area, where his phone is, which is okay. So carry on, Phil.
That's going to be so wrong. It's going to get downloaded by all the wrong kind of people now. I don't know why I said that, but this just fell out. I've known you for probably online for about a year.
Yep.
Since you started in this social media space, what can you say is the biggest thing that you've discovered, and how has that affected your life?
It's a kind. The best thing for me actually is probably likened to when I first got to college. I'll tell you for why. Because when I was in senior school, I probably didn't have many like best friends or anyone I used to hang out with every day. Without
it seems to be a common thing.
But as soon as I hit college, literally everyone who. I just suddenly just found all of my friends. Most of the friends I have now, apart from probably one or two, I've had since I got to college. Just because same mindset, same creativity, same, you know, no's not really an answer. It's just like, yeah, can we do this? I don't care. Let's try till we can. And that's the same kind of mentality of people that I've met through social media / the web, which is great. You know, people like you, people like Rupert, people like Victoria. And yeah, it's pretty awesome.
What's the next big thing for Whatley Dudes? What do you want to do? What is tinkering in the back of your mind? Whenever you're on these expeditions and you're doing these social projects, is there something where you're getting the plane back home and you're thinking, oh, I wish I'd done this, or I think I should do this from now on?
A personal ambition of mine for some time has been to take everything that I know in mobile and social media / community brand building and apply it outside of this space, because what we do lends itself obviously to technology because it's technology based. But I want to go to Andrex and build them an iPhone app, or I want to go to Pampers and help them build a social media strategy. You know, there's got to be, and that's where the challenge is, you know what I mean? Really take this stuff and make it work for people that don't know how to use it and people who you wouldn't think about using it. I heard about this great story quickly, about a thing called Me and My Arga. You know the Argas, the big oven things? I don't have one, but apparently people who have them are quite proud.
Farmers and stuff.
Yeah. So, funnily enough, the Arga files burnt down, and a digital agency was charged with building up the agency and also building online community. So they built a website called Me and My Arga, and not only built a wonderful community of people who all have Argas and just wanted to talk to each other because, my Arga's blue, and, you know, I fill it up with gas every 3 months. And
standing next to it on Flickr.
Exactly. So they built this Flickr community, they filled up their files, and also replenished their files more so than they had before. I just think that's a fantastic way of using social media for a non-traditional way, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're always very vocal, you're always very charismatic, and I think everything that you do is awesome.
You're a beautiful man, Phil.
I know that, I do, I'm very sort of self-conscious of all that. I watched all your videos, and I was just blown away. I can't tell you, there's one thing that's happened to me media-wise in the last 3 or 4 years is the things that I tap into now, I don't just watch the video and think, oh, that's a cool video. You actually start to see the stuff that goes on behind the scenes with people when you see videos like that. And I think it's better nowadays for companies. They can get to find out what you're truly like as a person. You can't get it on a CV, can you?
No, you can't.
So you are actually looking for stuff at the moment, aren't you? You're actually looking for other projects and stuff or not?
I'm not looking for new projects anymore. A few projects have found me.
Okay.
But I'm not. I can't talk about any of them yet.
But you can tell me about the Real Mobile project, can't you?
The Really Mobile project, yes. TRMP.TV.
I know she's got a short URL. What prompted you that? Because of sheer amount of time it takes to type the other one?
Yeah, exactly.
The Really Mobile project.com.
Yeah, it was originally going to be called the Really Really Mobile project.com, but I got argued down.
Thank God for that. Well, Wally, it's been awesome. Thank you very much for this little chat in the back of the cab.
No worries, man. Thank you. Bye-bye.